I mean, that part I just have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
spacey music there. You got the funk. You got the funk.
For some reason, old Greg fell flat for me.
Really?
I found it funny for a little while.
Well, it's not something that I was thinking about it recently. It's not something you have to think about or talk about all the time. It's just a funny skit. It's a pretty funny bit, you know.
The idea of the funk.
A lot of fun for us has come out of one 8-minute skit. I mean, that's pretty amazing. That's a powerful skit if you think about it. That's pretty amazing for it to be that strong.
That seed idea.
All of the phrases that we set on the whole Boundary Waters trip. Alright, you know what? I'm gonna try to put on a guitar. Because then we have more.
I'll play bass. You wanna play this guitar?
I wanna see if we can, like, if you can do some soloing and, you know, and you can't do that as much on the bass, so, you know. Plus I also don't know, Jamie. Sounds nice plugged in.
It's an awesome guitar. It's a really deep sound.
Bass, way less bass though.
Really throaty and musky sounding.
I don't want to be too loud, but. Let's see. What's a good tune? I need a drink. It's hard to drink when you're rocking, you know?
I
wish I could think of a...
You should have just kept going. That's a good song.
Oh, we could.
Did you make that up?
No, that's Magnetic Fields. What is like those all those Dead songs that we were doing that one night, man? Holy cow! Molly
or whatever.
We did We got that book right there. Like, not Bertha or.
Don't be afraid of a book. Yeah.
No, this is the one that you brought over here one time. I don't remember what tune it was.
Shake it, sugary.
Tell me about it.
Thank you. It's a German alt. It's really all about the malt and all about a certain kind of malt called Munich malt. And you get a lot of this really sweet kind of caramely, malty, bready malt flavor. And that's the Munich malt.
I like it.
German. The German malt. It's used in Oktoberfest.
Thinking about sitting.
I don't have a strap. Well, I don't, yeah, you can put on your strap. strap too.
Somebody strap kind
just
of guy.
FYI. It could be, unless she's already home, but anytime, Jamie, I could see just coming home and then we'll have to.
Oh, you need some work done, buddy.
What do you mean?
Your tone control is totally.
It works.
Yeah, but it's no, loose.
Oh,
I mean,
it's out. Wow.
The knob turns.
You might be right. I don't know.
Well, you gotta let me fix it for you.
Well, sure. Won't turn that down. I don't know how to fix that kind of stuff. Not done with guitar work. Except for shredding. The only kind of guitar work I like to do is the shredding. Feel me?
I didn't, but I will.
Oh, I didn't know you were gonna play through that amp. That's fine, but obviously that amp is, you know, not super bassy. Just take a sip of this, and then we'll get you. That was a hoppy, pretty hoppy one. I'll give you my other idea and I'll have. It's finally getting carbonated. This is a pretty hoppy one. That amp is too small. It's not safe. I don't know. I think we played Sugar Ray that one time. It sounded familiar.
Yeah, man.
Eyes of the World.
I like bass.
Huh?
I like bass better as a support instrument. Otherwise, if I'm playing the guitar, I want to be guiding the way because I don't know where I'm going. You know. Everybody in the world who plays alone is really good. You play alone for a while and you're like, oh. And you realize, oh, I'm not that flexible. Jamie has totally made that space into a great storage and organizing space for.
Oh, yeah, she likes doing that. She likes doing that.
That is cool.
That whole show was hilarious. That was the whole show, I couldn't believe it. It just sounded so great. That's probably the best instrument I have. Otherwise, this is okay, but my acoustic guitar is not very good, and this isn't even that great. I like that bass. It's fun to play it.
Down every lonely night in town.
Down. Down the and I'll just fade away.
I'm thinking of this. People pick up and try to put us down now. Wealth and mothers make better lovers. Down in every London modern town now. Wealth and mothers make better lovers. That could be for sea.
That Bob Dylan video that you can look at from multiple camera angles or whatever. Have you seen that thing? It's Positively 4th Street or whatever, but it's you gotta watch that video sometime.
What do you mean watch it from several?
Well, you click this arrow and it changes channels, and so they had like Drew Carey on The Price is Right, like he mouthed the whole song while he was filming a show somehow, and so you can watch him mouth the whole Bob Dylan song.
Did he do it? Did he stealth it?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but there's like 13 different channels of this that you go through, and it's while the whole song is playing.
You know
what? Check
it
out.
Your
pick is like over here.
Afraid that I would take your pick.
It's over there. And
I need my radio.
And I saw it in there. I saw it in there. I'm like, that's a weird place to put a pick.
I need my radio.
He's not gonna remember where that is.
How do you rock without a radio pack?
Let's see, what's a good song for bass? We gotta do something simple so you can just do some rocking, you know?
Yeah, dude. I'd fix this for you right now if we were in my house.
Well, yeah, let's not.
Look at that.
Alright, let's do.
Is this a pickup blend?
No.
This blends the pickups,
this
right?
Is the tone, actually. These are the pickups. This pickup, this
Oh, they
pickup.
Don't blend. They just go up and down.
Yeah, you can turn one all the way off.
Well, this one you can't. Yeah.
Let's do is there any bass song you want to try playing?
No. I've never done it before.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know how I know what it's supposed
to. Play that upright bass that much, or you never really got that thing going on?
I still haven't gotten the sound part of it, the tone bar.
Well, that amp is, this amp is obviously a better bass amp with one big speaker. I had this thing, had the good guys go through this and tune it up.
Oh, they must have charged you $150 to do that.
They might have been like 100.
Yeah, and it's funny because.
But they made this stronger. I mean, you could do this obviously, but they.
You get $150 amp, pretty, you know.
I got that for free, but so I thought, I'll put some money in it to get it just so it's been checked over. I don't know if they retoned it or not. But.
Yeah, my Gibson or my this Greco. it set up.
Oh, was it?
And it was about 150 keys.
Some rocking. Have we not rocked?
People have to, you know.
We've rocked.
Let it happen when it will happen.
I think we rocked. I mean, in fact, we rocked so hard.
What have I noticed lately of, I had an anecdote, a lost anecdote that I didn't say. Have you ever heard of or seen movie 43?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't think so.
I don't want to, it has affected us so much at our house, because these guys at work suggested it, two guys that I trust, every reviewer on the planet, including Jonathan Haynes, says it is the worst piece of crap ever made. It's so bad that you just get really angry. It's so bad. If anybody ever suggests you see movie 43,
okay, punch them in the
tell
nuts.
Them
kick them in the nuts.
That's what you do. Before a word comes out of your mouth, your foot goes directly into their nuts as hard as it will possibly go. What's this? Do you ever jam along with this stuff? Plug in your guitar.
Oh, no.
And jam along with
this. That's interesting. No.
It's really fun.
I never have attempted that.
Oh.
No, I've never. I thought you meant to.
It's fun because it's super patient and it never cares if you play a wrong note. And you end up feeling like
it's not a bad idea, but you know me, I'm not doing the solos.
Yeah, but you end up feeling like you are the greatest, even though you're not. You end up having this experience where you're like, whoa, I could be in this band.
I got a subwoofer down here now. I bought a new, it's had a couple years now, but I bought some speakers, and the only sub I've ever owned in my life in any capacity is down here, downstairs, so I got a little. That's why you can fill the bass like that.
Oh, I have that same set of speakers. Those are from Hot Deals Club.
Oh, are they? I got them at
Edith pressed the middle out. We never used them.
That sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, they're fun.
It's like $35 or something. Not very expensive.
Oh, I take it back. I use it downstairs on my basement shelf.
I'm telling you.
Listen to me.
The Trey Band Show.
Oh.
You would fucking have a blast.
It was on fucking pause, man. Always record.
Yours was on pause?
No, I don't think it was.
I think mine was recording. I get still recording. No, but do you want to go to that? I'm telling you, it is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
The nice thing about this is, this is speaker built
in. Was it recording?
It was recording.
Yeah, turn mine off. What do you think of this music?
Is this Trey Band?
No. This is Famous Ghost, the very famous Ghost. It's Radio City Ghost from 2000. But are you gonna go to Trey Band? Are you thinking about it?
Would you
it's at First Avenue.
No, that's totally not.
Man.
I know.
Convince him.